Hey everyone, this is Gil, and you have been listening to Space Cadet for the last 59 minutes. It's been a lot of fun. We got Amateur Hour coming up next. I hope you enjoyed the show. I know, I liked it. A lot of good, pretty kind of hypnotic stuff, some nice, pretty acoustic twee, some sort of...
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
SCTV recognizes its responsibility to the community and condemns the excessive use of explicit sexual material in television today. We do, however, love violence, so parental discretion is advised in viewing the following program. Viewers will note, however, that the attitudes and opinions reflected in this program do not reflect the views of the management of this station, the producers of this program, the writers, the actors, or indeed anyone in the audience. So if you're thinking of suing or phoning in complaints, don't bother. This program is produced in Argentina and then dubbed into English. Besides, if you're all that sensitive, you just don't have to watch the program. I mean, you've got arms. Why don't you get up and change the channel? She was on Merv Griffin. That's about your speed, isn't it? Nothing offensive about old Merv. Take your parental discretion.
Tired of ordinary television? Don't touch that dial. SCTV is now on the air. Starring John Candy. Joe Flaherty. Eugene Levy.
This is a Manitoba emergency alert. A flash flood alert is issued by the town of Swan River. A mandatory evacuation has been issued for parts of Swan River. Check Swan River website for areas under mandatory evacuation. Extreme rainfall has caused rapid water level rise. Floodwaters move swiftly, posing serious risks to life and property. All people must evacuate by 3 p.m. today. Bring essential documents, medications, pets, and emergency supplies. Prepare to be away from home for at least 72 hours. Individuals should evacuate to the Veterans Hall at 119 6th Avenue North to register. Follow local authority directions and check www.swanrivermanitoba.com for more information and areas under mandatory evacuation.
Party himself, singing personality.
And over, I tried to prove my love to you. Over and over, what more can I do? Over and over, my friend says I'm a fool. But over and over, I'll be a fool for you. Cause you've got
personality.
Walk.
Personality.
Walk.
Personality.
welcome to another edition of Amateur Hour here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful. Today, it's the music of Second City Television. Yes, the SCTV network was a amazing show that aired from 1976 to 1984, both in Canada and America, premiering some of the funniest people in the history of comedy. John Candy, Joe Flattery, Eugene Levy, Andrea Martin, Rick Moranis, of course, Catherine O'Hara, Harold Ramis, Martin Short, Dave Thomas. There was Robin Duke in there as well. There's a whole bunch. And today we're going to pay homage to some of these amazing comedians and the music they made while on SCTV. And I have to say, you know, when I was a kid and I was sick, it was my first choice. Well, I was drinking, you know, chicken soup and eating grilled cheese sandwiches. I'd watch hours of SCTV and laugh myself silly. It made a huge mark on me, and I'd like to think maybe this show. So we have done a Bob and Doug McKenzie special before on this show, but we've never done a whole SCTV show, and I feel with the passing of Catherine O'Hara and the resurrection maybe for this new Spaceballs movie with Rick Moranis, I thought it was no better a time to do that than now. So we're going to play you some music here on Amateur Hour from the SCTV show, starting with some group performances of note. The Recess Monkeys doing their version of My Girl, which featured a number of performers. Then there was Five Neat Guys. And then my personal favorite, The Queen Haters, where Martin Short just destroys in a Sex Pistols spoof. It's going to be great. So strap in and get ready for the SCTV special here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
It's after midnight, and I'm still awake. This is excellent. Is it light out yet?
No.
When does it get light out?
Later.
Oh, well. Anyways, for your enjoyment, but also to get you to send in some more money, here's Stefan Seely, Paul Rennie, and Steve Applebaum with their band, The Recess Monkeys.
Yay!
Okay.
She's there.
Oh, yeah. Well, way to go.
All right. Yes.
Way to go.
Gone so long, she's been gone so long.
Ever since she left me, I feel so all alone. A little misunderstanding, I can't get her on the telephone. Hanging out on Main Street, living in a different world. Standing around with the gang on the corner, talking about my girl.
She's been gone so long.
Didn't have to leave me. She didn't have to run. She didn't have to go without a word to anyone. I hope she's doing all right. Got no way to know unless she gets to hear this song. Hear it on the radio.
Gone so long.
Phone's ringing.
It's December the 1st, and I'm starting to hurt, 'cause I can't get a date for New Year's.
20 years later, the neatest sound of the 50s from the neatest guys of the 50s come back to life in a spectacular new album.
Who made the egg salad sandwiches?
Of the neatest hits from five of the neatest guys. Yes, it's the five neat guys' neatest hits. Remember, let's have a party in my rec room.
Let's have a party in my rec room.
And on the same album,
I won't date just any girl around, 'cause Patsy has the largest breasts in town.
Patsy has the largest breasts in town. You'll also hear, should I kiss her goodnight? My mom framed my high school diploma. Slow dance anyone, and she does it.
Does it, she does it. The whole town says she does it.
You'll also hear, my dad's car, let's have a party in my rec room. Who put the pennies in my loafers? And I'm the goof in the classroom.
I'm the goof in the classroom.
Songs from five of the world's neatest guys. It's K-Tel's Five Neat Guys Neatest Hits.
Five thugs pulled my tie from my collar, so don't step on my clip-on tie.
It's Five Neat Guys Neatest Hits.
Just step around that clip-on tie.
Record $8.95, tape or cassette $15.95.
I'll put you on the fire. Hello, the skill. I'm the chicken and the cake. And I'll take a picture of him. In love, I declare. And I'll give it to the prince. I'm
And we're back here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM. It's our SCTV special today, music from the amazing 1970s and 80s comedy series Made in Canada, starring so many incredible comedic performers. And next up, we have a set featuring the two queens of SCTV, Catherine O'Hara, RIP. She just is a comedic force in this show. And she would do these amazing lounge singer characters. We're going to hear the Dusty Town Sexy Holiday Special and follow it up with one of her recurring lounge singer characters, Lola Heatherton, who is not having a good time. And it's it gets bleak and dark and all sorts of funny. And not to be outdone, Andrea Martin, who also did some really great music work. One of the things SCTV's was known for was putting out these K-Tel-esque kind of albums. They're all like fake albums. We're going to hear Rick Moranis do one a little later, but we're going to hear Andrea Martin do a couple. Ethel Merman and then Connie Franklin in this next set. And then follow it up with Tex and Edna's Organ Emporium featuring Dave Thomas as well. And we'll be back with more here on our SCTV special, Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
It's the Dusty Town Sexy Holiday Special with Dusty's special guests from TV Solid Gold, Marcy Odette, film star Divine, and featuring the Wally Hung Trio. Now, here's the lady of the evening, that star that leads you wayward, that bell that jingles your rock, that sweet, sweet nutcracker, ladies and gentlemen, Dusty Town.
Oh, sexy holidays to you. Sexy holidays to you. May your merry bells keep ringing and your fantasies come true. May each new friend you bring you more body heat. May your merry bells keep ringing. Oh, sexy holidays to you.
Isn't that cute? Isn't that true? Welcome, everybody, to my very first Christmas special, which is also my very first TV show ever. I'm so excited, and I'm happy, too. You know, I just love this time of year because everyone's in the mood for giving, and I'm just the girl to give it to. Isn't that cute? Isn't that true? Speaking of giving, I have a very cute Christmas story for you. I hope you haven't heard this one yet. Do you all know Mr. and Mrs. Dinky?
No!
Yeah, don't! Oh, my gosh. Well, it seems last Christmas, Mrs. Dinky saved up every penny she could to buy her husband that beautiful carving knife that he'd had his eye on for so long. So before Christmas dinner, just in time to carve up the juicy turkey that Mrs. Dinky had so carefully prepared, she said, let's open presents. Lo and behold, if Mr. Dinky doesn't say he forgot to buy her a Christmas present, but can he have his anyways? So what does Mrs. Dinky do? She turns Rudolph red, she tears the wrapping paper off the carving knife, and chops up her husband like a 200-pound butterball. So, of course, she was arrested, she went to court, and was sentenced to death. But just before she was taken away, the judge looked at her with disgust in his eyes, and he said, you chopped off his head. You chopped off his feet. You chopped off his arms. You chopped off his legs. How could you, Mrs. Dinky?
Psst. Want to fall in love? What better time of year, right? Then turn on to SCTV this Saturday night at 9 for the love spirit. Watch this.
She's coming home for Christmas. We can't wait. Though once again she's coming without a date. But this year we won't let it get us down. Our gift to Lola and you is something we found. We're giving the love spirit. Your body get hot and move.
Not bad, huh?
You're the best, Jewel.
We're talking Christmas special. Who said you spend one-third of your life asleep in bed? Yes, but asleep? Not this Saturday night at 9 when the love spirit of Love's Past comes and takes you back.
Baby, baby, my heart's freezing.
I'm all alone, I got no love this season. I'm
love bug.
Oh, love bug? You get the point, sweetheart.
Well, just in case the love spirit wants to show you love's present. You've admitted you don't love me. Here's your Christmas present. Gonna be a frosty snow girl. I'm gonna deck your halls. Wait till I shake your tree, boy. I'll break those Christmas balls. I know all about your angel under the mistletoe. But I think it's time you found out which way the cold wind blows. Have we had enough with the slotting pictures or what? I mean, maybe it's just me, but shouldn't we see Jewel?
Feel better? Good.
Okay, so where was I? No, don't stop. Just keep rolling. No, stop. I'm sorry. Bullets, I'm sorry. Stop. I can't. No, I can't do New York, New York. I just don't. I don't feel like it. And, sorry. I never do anything that doesn't come right from here. So I'm going to do this song instead. Boys?
Which one is that, Lola?
You know the one! The one you didn't want me to do! I wake up every night in bed and panic thinking that I'm dead. No chance for love, I feel my fading heartbeat stop. No one cares, no one loves me. Yes, life's so lonely at the top. Buy and sell my autograph, but in your eyes I hear a laugh. It's just as if you slapped me with a kid glove.
Chilled wine, soft lights, a time for love. But the wrong music can put a damper on the most torrid evening. What good is music if it only puts you to sleep?
Feelings are nothing more than feelings.
Here's a record guaranteed to put fire back into those candlelit dinners. Ethel Merman's Wake Up and Love Me. A collection of timeless love songs in the inimitable Merman style. Yes, Wake Up and Love Me, from Ethel Merman, the first lady of the stage, Broadway's premier belter, a woman who learned the language of love at the hands of Ernest Borgnine, and now she handles the romantic classics as only she can. If you live lively and love loudly, send $9.99 to Wake Up and Love Me. Post Office Box 7, Mellonville. You haven't lived if you haven't made love to Wake Up and Love Me by Merman. Ethel Merman.
Now, Connie Franklin, one of the most depressing singers of your generation, will really bring you down with 20 of her most maudlin hits in a new album entitled 20 Depressing Hits by Connie Franklin.
Stop slapping my face, please.
Hi, I'm Connie Franklin. I'd like to share a few of my memories with you. If you let me in your heart. Please.
Mama. I'm losing my hearing. I've lost sight in one eye. I'm sorry I can't hear you. Did you?
Singers This Miserable come along only once in a generation. And if you order now, you'll get free The Lighter Side of Connie Franklin.
Now that I'm so happy, I'm sure you're happy too. Happy, 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 happy.
I'm Tex Boyle, and this is my wife, Edna, reminding you to come on down to Tex and Edna Boyle's Organ Emporium.
Well, last week you made Tex and Edna Boyle the happiest people in the world. You bought out all the budgies that we were giving away with our reasonably priced organs. There were over 2,000 budgies. So for the next 3 minutes, we bought airtime. Yes, we bought airtime to show you just where and how we got those budgies.
Now, as you know, the interstate transportation of budgies is illegal, so Edna and I got ourselves a truck, and this is what it looked like loading and rolling.
Tex and I put Chevron gas stickers on the side so the state police wouldn't know there were budgies inside. This is a picture of our friends, Sue Jill, Sue, Sue Ellen, and her husband, Bob Jimmy Bob Don Bob.
And this is a picture of some snaps of a coffee drinking contest where Edna won.
I drank 388 cups of coffee. It's 388 cups of coffee in half an hour.
Here's another picture. This is a picture of the winners of the Miss Truck Contest.
Tex and I were honored to be judges. Aren't they beauties, Tex?
They sure are. Oh, here's a picture of a road hog who was in front of us for 188 miles on our trip, but we nailed them good going through that bridge.
This is what our truck looked like after I pulled the wheel at the last minute, and so Tex took the brunt of the crash on his side.
Yes, I did. Here's a picture of a guy who got a truck caught in his eye.
You heard of getting a cinder caught in your eye. It's just a joke. Well, I gave him first aid. He bought me a coffee.
Now, here's a picture of where the state police finally caught up with us, and Edna said, what budgies?
I said, what budgies? And we got away and brought the budgies to you. Come on down. Next week, we've got a shipment of Shetland budgies coming in.
Here's one here. It's dead, but...
We got this 2 weeks ago. The kids rode it last night. It got so pooped it popped, so we stuffed it.
Don't forget, Shetland budgies are the strongest budgies in the world, so you can ride them.
So come on down. Oh, I got a piece of his mane in my throat. Never mind. So come on down. Get a Shetland budgie free with the purchase of an organ at Tex and Edna Boyle's Organ Emporium. We'll put the song back in your heart and the budgie in your cage. Bye. Right, Tex?
That's right, Edna. Is that a take? Is that a keeper?
And we're back here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful, today the great Second City Television, one of the best comedy shows of all time. And recently, you know, they've been put on some of the streaming networks, and I've been catching some of them, and they're still just killer after all this time. Super funny. In the next set, we got two premier performers. Martin Short doing his whole Jerry Lewis thing. Always funny. He did it on SNL as well. And then Joe Flattery, who is one of the most iconic recurring characters on SCTV as Count Floyd, the late night horror host. He was one of the only characters to actually get his own album. You know, there was Bob and Doug McKenzie, and then there was Count Floyd, who released this small, it was a 10 inch. It wasn't a 7 inch. I do have a 45 of his, but it was his own little mini album featuring lots of amazing songs that are out of this world. Christmas song, a Halloween song, even a version of Treat Her Like a Lady. But one of my favorites of that album was Count Floyd is Back. And we're going to play that in the set as well. R.I.P. Joe Flattery, who is just a huge Canadian performer. And if you ever get a chance, check out the band from Edmonton, The Wet Secrets, and their video for Nightlife. And the Count is featured on that video, and it's super good. He makes fun of Twilight and the new vampires. It's super funny. Go check it out. All right, we're going to hear Martin Short, Joe Flattery in this next set here on our SCTV special, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The funniest man in France, Paris Match. Chapman should have been so funny. The Figaro. It's Martin Scorsese's Jerry Lewis live on the Champs-Élysées. Yes, who is...
Hope emergency alert. A flash flood alert is issued by the town of Swan River. A mandatory evacuation has been issued for parts of Swan River. Check Swan River website for areas under mandatory evacuation. Extreme rainfall has caused rapid water level rise. Floodwaters move swiftly, posing serious risks to life and property. All people must evacuate by 3 p.m. today. Bring essential documents, medications, pets, and emergency supplies. Prepare to be away from home for at least 72 hours. Individuals should evacuate to the Veterans Hall at 119 6th Avenue North to register. Follow local authority directions and check www.swanrivermanitoba.com for more information and areas under mandatory evacuation.
Hi, a little boy. I love you, you pussycats. Does anyone mind if I smoke? The broad in the front row with the French bread, do you mind? And the point is, they're terrified of a perfectionist. And if a Jerry Lewis ain't gonna get a distribution deal because of some fakakta 12-year-old with the pimples on his face, who's head of the studio this week, who doesn't know from Hardly Working or The Errand Boy or Cinderfella, who only knows from Eva Braun with the big Verheuvens or the airplane smashes, where are you, the public, expected to find the love and the caring and the feeling and the good and the nice? And even if you did, it wouldn't be the good kind because of the difference caused by the earlier thing.
Walk on, walk on, a Beckham Moore in your heart. Hey, you jamais walk alone.
Louis, that's a cue.
Jamais walk alone. Alone.
Look, when I do the cry, you do the cue. Cry, cue. You like your job? Do it.
He's a genius.
Champs-Élysées. He'll make you feel good. A lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, because of bad weather, the Rolling Stones will not be here tonight. In their place, will you please welcome Count Floyd?
I hurt myself, you idiot? What do I look like, one of the flying Volanders? Oh, my knees. All right, everybody now, come on. Let's get it together.
Cowboy is back.
That's right, I'm telling you.
Cowboy is back.
Oh, sing it, Wally. Give it me.
Cowboy is back.
Ah, the county's back.
Cowboy is back.
Yeah, yeah. Chicka-chicka-chicka. All right, now, come on. I want you to put your hands together. Come on, wake up out there. You look like a bunch of stone faces. Come on, let's clap your hands. Clap the... Somebody, you, from Section C. Someone.
Cowboy is back.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Cowboy is back.
All right, I'm back and I'm glad.
Cowboy is back.
We're talking Count Floyd, baby.
Cowboy is back.
And look, what are you booing about? Stop the booing. Shut up. We are knocking off. All right, now, I want to. That bottle. Oh, you little, the crater faced kid with the purple hair. Get out of here.
Count Floyd is back.
Oh, my head.
Count Floyd is back.
You guys suck with that harmony.
Count Floyd is back.
What the hell?
Count Floyd is back.
You call yourself backup singers? You backup, or you back me up against the wall with that. I'm gonna get. They're gonna stone me up here. All right. Will you stop booing out there? Just cool out. Cool out, man. Don't look where you want the stones for. I told you the stones are over the hill. All right. Now listen. Listen, everyone. Maybe you're not hearing me good enough. Let me get a little closer to the mic and... What the hell? I told you guys to ground this thing. All right. Okay, Count Floyd is back, and I'm gonna tell you. Come on, boys, back me up. No, on second thought, get out of here. Volley, where's Volley with the guitar? Bring on that solo, Volley. Bring them to their knees.
I've broken a guitar string.
What the?
I've got to tune up.
What are you doing, tuning up on the stage? Get out of here. Look, I think, That's right, Count Floyd is back. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna sock it to you now with this finale. Come on, boys, bring it home. We're coming home with it. Here it is. It's... Get the hell out of here.
Count Floyd has left the auditorium.
And we're back here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM. It's our SCTV special today, featuring music from the legendary Canadian comedy show. Next up, we got Rick Moranis, who apparently is coming out of retirement, finally, which is great. I mean, he had some great albums as well, country albums, funny stuff, that we played very early on in Amateur Hour history. But he had this... a great character on SCTV, on the Jerry Todd program, this lounge singer named Tom Moreau. So we're going to play his version of Turning Japanese, which, you know, should be on some of my lounge act shows, right up there with Richard Cheese and others. It's super good. We're going to hear that, and then we're going to hear him spoof Gordon Lightfoot. And then we couldn't do the show without... Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas's quintessential Canuck characters, Bob and Doug McKenzie. We're going to play a little excerpt from when they took over a Toronto radio station to promote their Bob and Doug album. And of course, we'll play Take Off into the Great White North featuring Geddy Lee. And then we're going to have a little more here on our SCTV radio special. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Here's Rick Moranis.
I've got your picture. I've got your picture. I'd like a million of you all round my cell. I want the doctor to take a picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You get me turning up and turning down. I'm turning in and turning round, turning Japanese, turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese, turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese, turning Japanese. I really think so. Turning Japanese, turning Japanese, completely Japanese.
I've got the horse right here. His name is Paul Revere.
Gord Lightfoot, and Canada's most incredible singer.
I got married to the widow next door.
Kate introduces, Gord sings every song ever written. A remarkable 379 album set, complete with music and lyrics, so you can sing along as Gord sings every song ever written. You get Midnight in Moscow, Bits and Pieces, and Happy Birthday. Now, for the first time, a special offer of unreleased Gord Lightfoot versions of some of the great songs of all time.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast.
You get the Soviet National Anthem, Polka Time, Jesus Joy of Man's Desiring, and, of course, Gord's own 76 trombones.
76 trombones, let the big
Gord Lightfoot, a legend in his own time. Gord sings every song ever written, only $4.99. Tape cassette, $6.99. That's tape cassette, $6.99. Available everywhere.
The enemy of the
good day. We're back. I'm Doug McKenzie.
I'm his brother Bob.
Yeah, there he is over there.
Okay, we're guest DJs, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, to everyone who got bored with this halfway and tuned out, well, they're not listening anyway.
To all those loyal listeners who are still here,
good day, how's it going?
Or
to those people who just, like, can you imagine, like, you come home, eh?
Yeah.
And you put on a radio, and, yeah, like, you just, like, you know, that's the thing, eh? It's like, at any given time, there's, yeah, people turning things on, okay?
Yeah.
And, like, you can really deke them out, eh? Because, like, what if a guy's just turning it on now, and we're, like, laughing real hard, and he thinks he missed a joke, eh? Okay. Guys, turn it on now. That was hysterical. Yeah, that was real funny. Oh, that was one of the greatest things that ever happened.
What was?
That thing.
What
that just happened.
Tell me.
Oh, jeez, you blew it.
How?
The guy thought, did he miss something?
Oh. Oh, yeah. Boy, was that ever good.
Yeah. Okay, it's time now for our all-time favorite song in the history of recorded music since Thomas Alva Edison invented the phonograph. Yeah, that's his middle name.
No kidding.
Yeah, Alva.
I can see why he preferred to be known as Tom. Could you pass me those light bulbs, please?
Since he invented the phonograph too, eh?
No kidding.
Yeah. Since he invented the phonograph and said on record with Jimmy Page backing him up, hey, Mr. Watson, beauty stereo, eh? Okay, here's the greatest song of all time. It's from the LP Great White North.
Guess what it is.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Oh, beauty, go. Good day, welcome to our single. I'm Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Beauty, eh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, this record was my idea.
Get out.
It was.
You're lying.
Pete Hosehead here just sort of rid on my coattails.
Why are you doing this? It was our idea together, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
We agreed to say that, but...
Oh, take off.
Saying, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Okay, so good day. Our topic today is music.
That's right, like, because my brother and I are now experts in the field,
yeah,
eh?
Right, because we're a band now. And, yeah.
Well, so, except for him. I'm a band.
Oh, how can you do that, making me look bad? You're such a hosehead.
Yeah, well, take off!
Take off to the
listen to this one's coming. You know what it is?
What?
It's a drum solo.
Okay, everyone, like, this is me on the drums.
Oh,
eh?
Get out. It is not. You're
it
lying.
Is so.
Stop
I
lying,
learned.
Will you?
Take off, eh?
Oh.
Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off.
Beauty, eh?
Like magic, eh? It's
yeah.
coming in.
Well, that's like...
It's like it was sung by angels.
Hey, Jose.
Yeah, what?
Guess what?
What?
It's over.
Take off. That
no,
can't be.
It is, yeah. It is. Because
what?
Like, well, hit records are short.
Like, no way.
Yeah, they're not that long. Okay, so that's our topic for today. So, good day.
Good day.
Hey, you guys.
What?
Take off.
Hey, no. Hey, don't go.
No, come back, eh?
Oh, look what you did. Everybody's gone.
You
see you.
Come back. I won't let him do it again.
Yeah.
My fault was, yeah, your
yeah,
fault.
You're such a hoser.
There's no way I'll ever do another record with you, Hoser.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. I'll do a solo album.
Fine, and you'll be looking for me
yeah,
like
I
on
will
another
not.
Label.
Oh, now everybody's gone.
Good
so.
Day.
Good day.
And we're back here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. It's our SCTV special today, Second City Television. What a program, and it was full of amazing music along with comedy, so we thought we'd play some of the music from that particular show today. We have two more performers to get to in this last set. Eugene Levy, we're going to hear him do Perry Como, Still Alive, and then along with the late, great John Candy, who just destroys in every scene that he's in on SCTV, we're going to hear him and Eugene Levy do the Schmangy Brothers, who every Christmas I try to dig out that special and watch it. It's always super funny. We're going to hear John Candy, Eugene Levy, the Schmangy Brothers do a little concert for you. And then, 10 things off, John Candy as Mr. Mambo to give us a nice little outro to the show. I hope you enjoyed our SCTV special here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM. Stu and the Twang Trust is coming up next, so stick around.
Perry Como makes a triumphant return to the concert stage in a dazzling new show, Perry Como, Still Alive.
Think of the show?
Well, some people call him Mr. Relaxation. I thought tonight's show was a little up-tempo, but he's still my favorite entertainer. Last time I saw him was 14 years ago in the Holy Land.
Most relaxed I've ever seen Perry. He was really relaxed. He's tops in my book. He made me just want to stand up and stretch. Yeah.
I love the nightlife. I love to bogey on the disco.
Tricks out. Don't hurt.
Hey, I'm alive.
Live
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers. Welcome to another exciting half hour of the Happy Wanderers. We got a great show lined up for you this evening.
Oh, there's going to be excitement and prizes for you.
Oh, and let's not forget our special guest, a former member of the Happy Wanderers, who left the band to seek his own fame and fortune.
The band knows who we're talking about. He is, of course, the one and only Lince Minyard.
Oh, oh boy, Lince Minyard. Oh, boy, that's going to... And remember, don't forget... Each week, the show is brought to you by Schmengi Travel and Record Company.
And remember, when the name is Schmengi, you know you got something.
Oh, I tell you. And Stan, a special hello to our guests this evening, our audience out here. They are from the Buffalo chapter of the Lutonian American Society.
Welcome. Welcome.
Lovely outfits. You look lovely.
And, of course, a special thanks to Mrs. Vilviachki for once again providing the cabbage rolls and the coffee.
Weren't they good?
Oh,
always, always.
And now, let's dance. Let's dance!
Concludes its broadcasting day with an inspirational message. Our speaker tonight, Mr. Mambo.
Good evening. Have you read the newspaper lately? Or watched the news on the TV? This one fighting that one. This one invading the other one. Hostages taking here, terrorists bombing there, hijackings over here, towering infernos everywhere. The world is in a mess. And there's sweet diddly you can do about it. My only advice to you is, when everything gets you down, you get up.